Listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together to dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all
the rain falls steadily from the cold gray sky here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse kitchen.
This cereal doesn't look anything like it did on the TV commercial. Hope it tastes good. Doesn't taste too good either.
Hey, Sam, pass that cereal over here, please.
Here you go, Jack.
Thank you. Might not taste good, but I can't wait to see what the prize is.
Yeah, according to the television commercial, each specially marked box of smiling faces has a prize inside it. Well, we bought it, so I guess we've got to eat it.
Hey, Steve, I'll trade you the orange juice for this package of smiling faces.
All righty. I just had a thought.
What's that?
How do we know if this is a specially marked box of smiling faces?
I don't see any special markings on it.
Doggone fleas.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, very good. You're having your breakfast. Orange juice and... What kind of cereal is that?
Did you boys talk your father into getting you some sugary cereal at the Grand Onion grocery store yesterday?
It's supposed to be good for you.
Yeah, it's supposed to have a prize in it.
That's what they said on television.
Well, you can't always trust advertisements.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
advertisement.
Spelling, please.
A-D-V-E-R-T-I-S-E-M-E-N-T.
Definition, please.
Noun. Public notice or announcement, usually for a product or service. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are... commercial.
New yummy tummies. Makes you smart.
Handbill.
Paramount Theater presents the Rodeo Cowgirl.
Or circular.
Save 20 cents when you buy two packages of blue pickles.
Sentence, please.
Take five of Pete's summertime sneaker advertisement.
Roll 'em.
Howdy, folks. This is Pete from Pete's Sneaker Store. Summer's just around the corner in Zucchini Land, and we've got a whole new line of summertime sneakers.
Oh, cut. Take six.
Come on, Sammy, give me some summertime drums. Hey, Stevie, what you got on your board? I love it, brother. Come on, let's show what we got. Yee! I'll tell you how it is. I love starting the day with the sun and blue sky. All I want. Walking barefoot across the cool green grass. The way that it feels makes me laugh. In the summertime, it's when I'm feeling fine. Oh, in the summertime, it's when I'm feeling fine. Come on! Staying up late, the sun won't go down till the bugs start to bite. We'll turn on our fans, turn out the lights. In the summertime, that's when I'm feeling fine. Yeah, oh, in the summertime.
Crazy in the summertime.
Woo! Gotta love it. All right.
Sunglasses, shorts, tank tops, bathing suits. Living on popsicles, ice cream, barbecue. We sit in the shade and we run in the sun. All tan and smiling, yeah, we're having fun in the summertime. It's when I'm feeling fine. Oh, in the summertime.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
We're looking forward to summer.
Yeah, but we'll just have to wait a bit.
Yeah. Well, the kitchen's all cleaned up. Dishes are done.
Food's put away.
Wow. It's really raining out there. It doesn't look like we'll be playing outside today.
Maybe there's something on TV.
Yeah, something funny like a comedian.
Listen to this. I was watching one night the, whatchamacallit, the Ed Sullivan show. And Sullivan had on a hypnotist called the Great Ronaldo. And Ronaldo got four guys out of the audience and he hypnotized them. And he said to them, you think you're a fire engine. And I'm home watching and I get drowsy and I fall asleep. And I wake up an hour later, I turn the set off. And suddenly I'm seized with an uncontrollable impulse to dress up in my red flannel underwear. Which I do when I'm looking at myself in the mirror. And suddenly the phone rings. I burst out the front door and start running down Fifth Avenue fast, making a siren noise. At 14th Street, I hit a guy at an intersection who was also wearing red flannel underwear. We decided to work as one truck. We start running down to the Village. Suddenly, two guys in red flannel underwear pass us, running up town. We figure they must know where the fire is. We turn and follow. At 86th Street, a cop flags us down because there's four guys in red flannel underwear running up the street. He says, "You're coming down to headquarters, get into the car." And I start giggling hysterically because this jerk is trying to get a fire engine into a lousy little Chevy. And down at the station house, there's hundreds of guys in red flannel underwear.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update. Thank you. I'm fire engine number 99. Oh, excuse me, sorry. I'm Bob Haskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a skit from Woody Allen. At the top of the news today, confusion in downtown Zucchini Land. Seems folks are walking around in red flannel underwear convinced that they're fire engines. Coward O'Sell is live with the story. Coward.
Folks, I've seen some strange things, but this beats them hands down. Let's try to get a few comments and try not to get run over here. Excuse me.
Oh, watch out. Looking ladder coming through. Got a job to do. Can't stop to talk.
Sir, where's the fire? Let's ask somebody else. Ma'am, Mrs. Sweet Tooth, what's going on?
I haven't got time to talk now, even about candy. The other trucks desperately need me. Full speed ahead.
Folks, is this real or is it a TV movie? I'm not sure. Mr. Weir, the mailman, you're a reliable source.
Check my oil. It's fine. Now I just need to gas up and join the other trucks. Y'all hang loose, Chucks. I'm coming. Don't worry, Coward. Hang loose and we'll all be back in a bit.
They must know something I don't. Back to you, Bob.
Probably too much TV and not enough reality. It's time for our weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Hello, folks. It's a rainy, cold spring day here in Zucchini Land, but skies will be clearing up tomorrow. Good thing, because I've got to get my fire hat and truck into downtown Zucchini Land. Back to you, Bob.
Uh-oh. Looks like Zane's caught the bug, too. That's okay. Maybe he can help me drive my fire truck downtown, too. That's all the time we have the news now. Bye-bye.
Time for a poem. Clarence, from Shel Silverstein's A Light in the Attic.
Clarence Lee, from Tennessee, loved the commercials he saw on TV. He watched with wide, believing eyes and bought everything they advertised. Cream to make his skin feel better. Spray to make his hair look wetter. Bleach to make his white things whiter. Stylish jeans that fit much tighter. Toothpaste for his cavities, powder for his doggy's fleas, and purple mouthwash for his breath, deodorant to stop his sweat. He bought each cereal they presented, he bought each game that they invented, and then one day he looked and saw a brand new ma, a better pa, new improved in every way. Hurry, order yours today. So, of course, our little Clarence sent off for two brand new parents. The new ones came in the morning mail. The old ones he sold at a garage sale. And now they all are doing fine. His new folks treat him sweet and kind. His old ones work in an old coal mine. So, if your ma and pa are mean and make you eat your lima beans and make you wash and make you wait and never let you stay up late and scream and scold and preach and pout, that simply means they're wearing out. So send off for two brand new parents and you'll be as happy as little Clarence.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Oh, I wonder what else is on.
Uh-oh. Another commercial.
Hey, pass me that $10,000 ball there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I love expensive things. Yeah, my mom bought this for me. She must
here.
Really
it
love
really
me.
Goes.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, I've got a jump rope that jumps by itself.
Oh, that's incredible.
Cost
that's
$3,000.
It's really important. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys,
my
sneakers. Guys, just wait a minute. Guys, please, there's more to life than this. All these material things.
Jimmy,
and
Jimmy, I hear you. You're trying to tell these kids what's really important. I agree with you. They may not listen. There's a better way. When you can't talk sense into them, Jimmy, push a button. Zap them.
What just happened?
Hey.
I don't know what that was, but...
I really like you.
I do, too.
More than
I
my
like
toys.
You.
We could just share.
Toys aren't important.
No.
How come I didn't know that before?
I don't know. I have that. I'm seeing the light here. It's just...
You see, Jimmy? Now they see the light. When you can't talk sense into them, push a button, Jimmy. Zap them.
Reality Zapper.
Maybe we should get a reality zapper.
Oh, clubhouse door.
I got it.
Hey, Jack.
Hi, Susan. Come on in.
I just wanted to return the book you let me borrow, Steve.
Oh, thanks, Susan.
Yeah, it was a great book. Thank you. So why are all three of you dressed in your red flannels?
We're fire engines.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't ask anymore.
Hey, Susan, want to watch TV with us?
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm kind of tired of all the commercials.
Yeah, us too.
My dad says that advertising is a sort of game.
Well, how's that?
Well, a lot of commercials are just trying to get you to buy something, whether or not you need it.
And even if it's not good for you, kind of like the Smiling Faces cereal we bought. Their commercial made it look like it was the best thing in the world.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. Mom's oatmeal is much better.
They said a hot new craze was sweeping across the nation. Be the first kid on your street to own this out-of-sight sensation. If you want to have a lot of friends and have a lot of fun, then dig up all your money and go out and get yourself one. Because everybody wants one, and everybody needs one, and everybody's having fun, 'cause everybody's got one, everybody but me. Hate the feeling that I'm being left out. I knew I had to have one, there was never any doubt. I begged my mom and dad until I drove them both insane. They took me to the store so I could buy the crazy thing. 'Cause everybody wants one, and everybody needs one, and everybody's having fun, 'cause everybody's got one, everybody and me. Yes, I know, because I saw it on TV. I got the thing home and dumped it out of its box. It just sat there on the carpet looking kind of sad and lost. I tried to get it going, but it wouldn't work for me. Why'd it look so darn fantastic when I saw it on the TV? I thought everybody wanted one. I thought everybody needed one. I thought everyone was having fun. Everybody but me.
A song from Monty Harper.
You know, I don't feel like watching television anymore.
Yeah. I don't either.
I'm turning it off.
Too much TV drives me crazy.
Yeah.
It makes me irritable.
Oh, so what should we do instead?
Well, they didn't have TV in the old days, and they always found plenty to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what my grandmother says.
And I think she's right.
Thank you. like you and me. No home entertainment system, no stereo, VCR, no TV. Sit around by the fireside, reading books, singing songs to pass the time that goes. Showers and sinks.
They got an outhouse way in the back.
Across the yard and by the old fir tree. And in the winter when you had to go, you put on your long johns, walk through the snow singing. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do, yeah. Chores for everyone. Go to bed early, get up with the sun.
Back in the old days when they didn't have things like me and you, they didn't have cars, trains, or planes, but they did have horses, wagons, and canoes.
No telephones, no computer games, but they still had fun just the same. Do 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 do, yeah. Do 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 do. Old days.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Oh, it's nice not having that TV on.
Oh, no need to be bored. Let's think of something to do.
Let's see.
The quote of the day is...
Boredom is simply the lack of imagination. Julia O. Smith.
I got it. I know what we can do.
What's that?
We'll put on a play.
A play?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll write...
And produce...
Our own play. And we can put it on right here in the neighborhood.
Clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Steve speaking.
Hello, this is Rennie Missinger from Square Records.
Oh, hi, Mr. Missinger.
Are you boys still interested in a record contract?
Oh, yes, sir, definitely.
Have you boys ever considered a career in television?
Well, no, but we're writing a play right now.
Very good. Square Records could use a new play. Send me a copy as soon as it is finished.
Ah, thanks, but I think we might just perform this play for our neighbors.
Are you sure you want to pass up this opportunity? I can make you a star.
Inventor and innovator, I observe the
song from the Kinks.
Well, guys, it's getting close to dinner time. I should probably go home.
Yeah, we're getting hungry, too. Yeah.
Okay, Susan, we'll work on our play again tomorrow.
All right.
And Monday in school, we'll ask Miss Honeypepper if we can put the play on for our class.
Yeah.
That sounds like a plan.
I'll see you tomorrow, Susan.
Bye.
We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like KKCR in Hanalei, Hawaii.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,299. And click on the fun stuff icon to play the commercial evaluation game.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
No more TV.
Yeah, long time. I'd rather be reading.
I don't watch TV.
Vancouver's underground rock music culture for 3 days of shows from incredible local and touring artists, the second annual Unreal City Festival takes over the Rickshaw Theater and the Russian Hall, January 15th to 17th. Featuring local artists like Worry War, Jody Glenham,
so let it keep raining,
CJSF chart toppers Devour, and the Houseplant. Veterans by a thread. And headliner Spencer Krug of Wolf Parade, Sunset Rubdown, and Moonface. This unique festival finds bands and music artists upstairs, while downstairs you get access to the coziest grandma's living room